Hello, everybody. Alongside Don Helbig, I'm Ryan Sir, and welcome to the Pick Six, the Attractions Group podcast show that goes over the latest news and reviews of the theme park industry.
Now, before we delve into this week's Pick Six, let me remind our listeners where they can tune into the Attractions Group podcast. You can catch us on all your favorite podcast apps, like us on Facebook, follow us on X, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Ryan, what do we got to get us started with the Pick Six?
Yeah, so it is Pick Six time. So story number one, we're going to go to Walt Disney World. And it looks like a new permit for Walt Disney Imagineering signals the green light for the Indiana Jones and Encanto expansion project for Disney's Animal Kingdom. The permit includes plans for a project trailer compound behind Cali River Rapids and a parking lot for over 300 vehicles connected to Dinoland USA via backstage roadways and walkways. Similar facilities were used in past large-scale projects like the Fantasyland redevelopment at Magic Kingdom and Pandora at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Though the permit doesn't specify the project, it likely marks the initial phase of the Blue Sky Indiana Jones and Encanto redevelopment of Dinoland USA. Don, you and I have never really talked about the dinosaurs attraction at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Are you a fan of that, or do you not like it?
I don't mind it. You know, I'm not of all the parks at Walt Disney World, that's the one that I've spent the least amount of time in.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you, do you find that to be an all-day park or just something that you spend maybe 3 hours or 4 hours and then move on to another Disney park?
I would say that if you want to do things with animals and the safari and so on, and assuming you're not waiting in two-hour-long lines, it's a half-day park at the most.
Okay, well, maybe this will help make it more of a full-day experience.
Yeah, I agree. I do really enjoy dinos, but the Indiana Jones thing has me intrigued. I just hope that it's done well and done right, so it's a worthy replacement of the dinos attraction. But,
right,
you know, if they're going to drop hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever into this, then, you know, you have to do it correctly. So, yeah, very cool.
All right, moving on. Story number two, Spring Herald's opening day at Lake Compounds Amusement and Water Park. So on April 27th, they open. That's just a month away. So as America's first amusement park, it gears up for its 178th season with park-wide updates and a revamped event lineup. Thrill seekers can look forward to a new ride experience on the nearly 100-year-old Wildcat roller coaster following a two-year wood retracking project. This was done in partnership with Gravity Group, our good friends there. Over 800 feet of the coaster's track has been replaced with that vertical stacked wood pieces. It promises a smoother and more enjoyable ride. And Ryan, you and I know firsthand from riding the racer at Kings Island and the Beast that this is going to really enhance the ride experience.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when we talk about revamping with the stacked wood technology, the precision cut stuff, the cool part about it is not converting the track to steel, as, you know, RMC and the Titan track stuff has a tendency to do. So people often take issue with that, but this is maintaining it as a wood coaster. It's still a wood coaster. It's done a little bit differently, but very, very cool.
Yeah, and almost 100 years old.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Okay, so what's next? We're going to... Oh, we're headed to the Epic Universe. So exciting developments are underway at Universal's Epic Universe, the eagerly awaited theme park set to debut in 2025. A recent video from Coaster Studios showcases testing footage of two major roller coasters, the Mock Rides Swing Launch, Curse of the Werewolf in Dark Universe Land, and an Intamin multi-launch, How to Train Your Dragon and How to Train Your Dragon Isle. So witness these test runs is, you know, pretty thrilling. It's very cool to see these things testing. Let's put it that way.
It is. And, you know, when we first started doing the Attractions Group podcast and they began construction of Epic Universe, you know, we were talking 2025. Now it seemed like pretty far down the road. Now it's just around the corner.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be open by now, but I think it got pushed back a couple of years because of COVID. They kept building it, but you know, obviously the resources and stuff were strained. But yeah, very cool that some of the stuff is testing. It's right around the corner, Don. I mean, from what I understand, right, you know, January or so, they're going to want to have some sort of team member preview. So that's going to be very exciting to start seeing the reviews come out of that, because that's next generation stuff there.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, next we have, as warmer weather approaches, Luna Park employees gear up for the upcoming season of thrills, seaside dining, and entertainment, with opening day set for March 23rd. As the heart of Brooklyn's excitement, Luna Park promises an unforgettable experience for visitors, from riding the Cyclone to savoring treats along the historic boardwalk there. Every effort from park staff aims to create smiles and lasting memories. Luna Park stretches along the boardwalk, featuring 50 different attractions, including the iconic Cyclone and the B&B Carousel, alongside with retail shops. You got carnival games, dining options, which include those Nathan hot dogs. So yeah, I've got a trip planned actually to New York in August. So I'm going to certainly be stopping by Luna Park, taking in a ride on the Cyclone, and having one of those hot dogs.
Yeah, you can head over and ride the Cyclone. You can go visit our friend Dino from Dino's
Wonder Wheel. I plan to do that as well, too. Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to my family the other day about we definitely have to take a spin on Dino's Wonder Wheel.
Yeah, I think that would be really exciting to do that. I think it's pretty cool. All right, so let's move along. So next we are heading to the Cincinnati Zoo.
I like turtles.
And the Cincinnati Zoo is got some exciting developments coming along here. USA Today readers have spoken, and the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens remains one of the best destinations in the country for animal and plant lovers alike. The national outlet announced a handful of its 2024 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards on Wednesday, with the Cincinnati Zoo ranking among the top three categories: Best Botanical Garden, Best Zoo, and Best Zoo Exhibit. So that's pretty cool for the zoo to be able to get this kind of accolades. You know, it's a nonprofit, but Lord knows that, you know, selling tickets and stuff like that, creating a true experience, is a huge revenue driver for them. And it's incredibly important for them to get these sort of accolades. Very cool. What was the last time you went to the zoo?
About a year ago. I try to get there at least once a year. Yeah, I love the zoo. And Cincinnati Zoo, one of the best in the country. You know, if you had to pick the top 15, maybe 20 zoos, Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens, it's certainly going to be on that list.
Most certainly. Yeah, it's I went to the Festival of Lights last year. So that was the last time I went. But I don't really care too much about the lights, because I feel like they do the lights pretty well at Winterfest. So it's nothing that blows my mind. But I do like to go look at the animals during that time. So I go visit the
elephants. I do too. What's your favorite animals to see?
My favorite animal to see there is the elephants. I love elephants. I don't know anything about them, but they're fun.
I like the elephants and the tigers.
Yeah, I like gorillas and stuff like that too. Cincinnati Zoo, I remember when I was little growing up, it was like a lot of animals in cages and stuff. And now it's like over the past maybe decade or so, they've done a lot of the upgrades that make it more comfortable for the animals and a better experience for the guests. So you can get much closer to the animals, and the animals can kind of roam free a lot more.
Yeah, but it's a terrific zoo. So if you're in the greater Cincinnati area, be sure to check out Cincinnati Zoo. You want to do that along with, you know, Kings Island, a Cincinnati Reds game. You know, you can make a full week of things to do in Cincinnati, but you got to include the zoo.
Absolutely. All right. What's last on deck? Number six.
We got Holiday World and Splash and Safari. They recently scooped up three Indiana Tourism Awards at the annual conference held in Evansville from March 11th to the 13th. These awards recognize businesses that demonstrate creativity, innovation, and effective resource utilization. Among the winners, Holiday World and Splash and Safari was thrilled to secure victories in three categories: Best Digital Marketing Campaign, Best New Merchandise, and best overall marketing campaign, you know, as they gear up for the opening of their latest attraction, Good Gravy, along with the entire holiday theme park for Platinum Pass Holders Day on May 4th. The excitement is palpable.
So I'm assuming that they won these awards based on the Good Gravy campaign. Is that the way you're reading it?
That's the way I would look at it, because that was, you know, it's been their campaign the past, what, 6, 7, 8 months. They did a phenomenal job with that marketing campaign, from the teaser campaign to the announcement, all the way through, you know, just detailing all the little, you know, milestones, you know, with the construction of it, the trains arriving, the merchandise that was coming in, you know, just a terrific job all the way around and making sure that they were creating awareness for this new coaster.
And they did such a fantastic job. We had Leah Cook on the show a few weeks ago, and she was talking about how they were just sitting there watching the news reports roll in from Wisconsin and California and overseas and stuff, because how can you not do a story on a gravy themed roller coaster? Because
and here's that's the other thing, you know, with Holiday World, you know, if you listen to their podcast, you know, they have several of them on it, and they just have so much fun, you know, with each other. And you listen to them and you realize, you know, that, you know, they really love what they're doing there. They love the creativity, and they really like hearing what guests have to say about what they're doing.
Yeah, because they, I mean, you can tell, like, you can always tell in the fibers and the cockles of a park, whether it's a park where it's like, okay, we got to open.
Yeah. Well, if the team can't have fun, I don't care what park you're at. If the team isn't having fun, how can you expect the guests to have fun? Right. So, you know, just a great job, and congratulations to Holiday World on winning these awards. It's well-deserved.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, oh, we've got a listener question. I almost just wrapped us up, but this one's from Rex. Of all the Cedar Fair and Six Flags parks, which park do you think does the best job with their content on X? Holiday World, as we just described.
That, well, they're not a Six question. Flags, right? Not a Six Flags Cedar Fair park. So you got to stick. You got to stick with the question, Rex. You know, but Holiday World, great job with their social channels.
Okay. Well, if I was going to take this question, I would say from recently, I'm talking about the last 12 months, probably from the Cedar Fair side would be Dorney Park with their dive coaster. And then from the Six Flags side, it's usually Six Flags Fiesta Texas. Usually Jeffrey Siebert does a pretty good job of, you know, taking people along for the ride with him and so on.
Yeah, definitely Jeffrey Siebert. You know, he is, you know, while not the park channel, he does take the guests, you know, behind the scenes, first looks, letting everybody know. Very good job of communicating everything that's going on at the park. When you're looking at Cedar Fair, I mean, hands down, you're right, it's Dorney Park. They've done a phenomenal job. Ryan Eldridge is the PR director there. You know, he's just done a phenomenal job since coming on board. Great storyteller, knows what his audience wants to see on the channels, gives them those first looks behind the scenes. What I really like what Ryan does too is he will repost a lot of content from fans of Dorney Park. So if you make some kind of a post about a new coaster, you're excited about it, you know, maybe something about your visit, you know, he'll repost. It's not just content from Dorney Park that you're seeing on their X, you know, so he's incorporating a lot of guest content, you know, that user generated content is what he does extremely well, you know, just so much better than any other Cedar Fair parks are doing out there. So, you know, really love the work that Ryan's doing at Dorney Park.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think they do a really good job over there, and it's incredible what they're doing. They're really able to make waves with the new ride.
And he'll mix in the sales and promotional content. You know, everybody has to do a little bit, you know, let everybody know you have season passes or different ticket specials, but it's not dominating their feed. You know, you go to some of the parks and out of every 10 posts, 8 or 9 of them, you know, trying to sell you a season pass. You know, he's not doing that. You know, he's getting you excited. You want to buy a season pass because of all the things that he's showing you about Dorney Park, that you get excited that way. And he's selling more passes by not trying to sell passes, if that makes sense.
Yeah. He's trying to not to make fetch happen. It's the way I see it.
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Rex.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rex, for breaking up that awkward moment we just had. Okay. Hey, make sure that you follow us on all your favorite podcast apps, Apple, Google, Spotify. You know the routine. Watch us on YouTube. We're putting a lot of effort into these YouTube videos, and they don't look horrible anymore. So now you can look at us. And follow us on X at attractions_GRP. We'll see you next week, everybody.